BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. The police in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw, have fired rubber bullets at protesters demonstrating against the military coup. There are unconfirmed reports that live ammunition has also been used. The police use water cannon to disperse crowds in another city, Mandalay. Some demonstrators there have been arrested. Jonathan Head has more details.
All eyes are now on the military. If they move in, the risk of a repeat of the bloodshed seen in the past in Myanmar is much higher. In his first speech since seizing power, General Min Aung Hlaing assured the Burmese people he intended to do better than the ousted government in handling the economy and the COVID-19 crisis to encourage foreign investment and to hold another election. None of those promises seems realistic if the army decides to use lethal force to break up the mass movement opposing the coup.
A World Health Organization team investigating the origin of the coronavirus pandemic is about to complete a visit to China. The delegation is due to hold a news conference in Wuhan shortly. Officials have visited the market where the first cluster of infections was detected, as well as laboratories in Wuhan which have been involved in virus research. Members of the WHO team have said that animals remain the most likely source of the disease. Efforts to find more than 150 people missing after a torrent of melted snow and ice rushed down a mountain in the North Indian state of Uttarakhand have entered a third day. Officials say 28 bodies have so far been recovered. Jill McGivering reports.
One of the main rescue sites is a tunnel where the powerful flood deposited tons of rock, silt and thick black mud. Several men who survived describe hanging for hours from scaffolding as water swept through. Emergency teams are digging through the debris, trying to reach almost 40 men caught inside. There's been no contact with them. Most of the missing work for two hydroelectric power plants, which were badly damaged. Relief is now reaching most villages cut off when roads and bridges collapsed.
Jill McGivering. World News from the BBC.